My name is Dimitri Maltaniotis. I'm the co-founder and CTO of Urban Leash. Urban Leash is an on-demand pet care platform, currently in Chicago, Illinois. We do on-demand dog walking and cat sitting.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dave Turner. I'm one of the founders of Waitbot. Waitbot is a congestion management platform for smart cities. And we've been working with Azure to commercialize some of our technologies, which originated at the University of Illinois Chicago, and we're working to bring those to market using the magic of Azure.
My name is Chip Aubrey. I'm a VP of engineering at Booked Out, and Booked Out has a platform that allows marketers, agencies and brands to engage with freelancers or employees for the purposes of executing on experiential campaigns.
My name is Jusong Mei. I'm the founder and CEO of BigMarker.com. BigMarker is a online destination for interactive presentations. We allow people to host workshops, webinars, or stream live events on topics they're passionate about. And it's also a place where people can find those interactions and events they want to attend.
Our tech stack is the mean stack. So we're on Node.js primarily, MongoDB, Express, and Angular.
Our backend is mostly Node.js, but we do have a little bit of Python because we're using some machine learning. And a few little snippets of R that we are transitioning out, but a lot of different technologies on the back end that we're trying to merge together to Node.js. The front end is web-based, so we're using Cordova to create hybrid apps. Makes it really easy to create something that a lot of people can use.
So we're all .NET. We have two mobile apps, Android and iOS. They're both native. We use a lot of worker roles to kind of, we divide up our tasks through the queuing to spin out and take those sort of asynchronous. We use Bootstrap and Angular on the front end.
So Azure hosts our Node process. It also hosts as a warm site backup, just in case one cloud provider goes down, we can always switch over back and forth.
Yep, we're on Azure. We're using just about every piece of Azure, from cloud services, the websites, all the way down to service bus and queues, and that's how we scale.
Azure has been become bigger and bigger part of our operations. We use a lot of the Azure's virtual machines. So the virtual machines that we host, to host conferences are great. They're also, very distributed around the world, so they give us great latency and performance. So we do a lot of conferencing. Our platform, we host a website on it. So our website is built on top of Ruby on Rails, so it's open source. And then we also use Node.js and MySQL.
Spinning up VMs, switching from staging to production instantaneously. Basically, code deployment was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. Having done that manually in the past using homebrew systems, being able to click and not only deploy but also roll back, it was very eye-opening.
So it was really, we were originally on AWS, and it was shockingly easy to transition over. We were running most of our stuff on virtual machines, and so we just spun it up and deployed the code. But actually, as we've been using Azure, the great part has been that we've been able to modularize our code, and I think that puts us in a more scalable position going forward.
I would say the auto-scaling was the biggest piece for us. So we can auto-scale our workers just simply on the metric of the number of messages on a queue. So once those starts to bottleneck, we just spin out more worker roles and plow through the jobs that are queued up there.
One of the really pleasant surprise was the user interface of the Azure portal. It was very easy to use. It was it's very beautifully designed. The navigation around it is very simple. It's it's very easy to get an overview of all the machines that's running, the status of it, and it's also very easy to manage each machines, like resizing them, shutting down. That part was super helpful.
Machine learning is very interesting. I think it can apply a lot of different ways, I'm just kind of dying to try it out. We have a very complex operational infrastructure where we have supply and demand. The supply is available and not available at certain times, and then the demand comes in at other times, and it would be pretty cool to apply machine learning to be able to see where we need to address deficiencies in supply and demand. And that's just one example of many that I'm looking forward to trying out.
Yeah, we're looking into some of the messaging services. So, right now we're kind of hacking together our push notifications. And so I know there's some technology there that can help us manage it. So that's going to be a critical piece moving forward.
You know, we've just started looking at DocumentDB. We did a quick proof of concept on really just around our audit logs on changes within the system to make it an easily presentable format and flexible. Those were two things that led us there. So we might be actually implementing that, and then we're also looking at machine learning to try and get some more predictive analytics around events and whether or not we'll have attendance problems or being able to get staff, depending on what else might be happening. We're looking at it for that.
So right now, the main feature we're using is virtual machines. We're also being exploring the API management components. So that's something we're exploring right now, and it's working out really good. It's just like we just need time to put it together, to put documentation and other stuff together. And so I heard a lot of really good stuff about Azure's machine learning. So we definitely want to take advantage of that as we get more and more data of people that host different type of webinars and workshops. We want to be able to provide better recommendations. So the machine learning component, I think, could be very helpful.
So Urban Leash is we're still a young startup, fresh out of the Chicago Techstars program. We're growing very rapidly here in Chicago. We have an extensive stack on both Azure, Node, and mobile apps, iOS and Android, native. So definitely looking for people that are interested in helping us out, helping grow the company. And also, if you're a pet owner, try us out. Let me know what you think. I'd be glad to hear your feedback. If you want to find us, you can check out urbanleash.com. All of the information is on there, or check out our apps in the App Store for Android or iOS.
We're looking for partners. So if anybody is interested in congestion management, so we do a lot of stuff around ride sharing and navigation. At the end of the day, we're trying to reduce congestion in cities. We'd love to meet you. Say hi. And I guess that's it.
We had a very busy previous year. We're really excited about 2016. We've been heads down building out the technology, getting our app launched. We're seeing 14,000 monthly active users on our apps, which is exciting. And as the experiential market picks up for the summer, we're really expecting to see good things.
Good. That's very cool.